Tonight on the Worldview Report, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton acquitted on all charges in a historic impeachment trial. But what's next for the conservative Republican AG? You might be surprised. For the second time in just the last few weeks, the Biden regime has successfully prosecuted pro-life activists for simply standing peacefully outside an abortion clinic. Is Donald Trump softening his stand on abortion? We'll take a close look. The Chinese Communist Party turns up the heat on Chinese Christians. Do you like seafood? Well, now there's a good chance that at least some of the fresh shrimp arriving in the U.S. in our stores will soon be treated in a way that might, well, give you pause. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been acquitted of all 16 charges against him following an impeachment campaign leveled against him by establishment Republicans who partnered with left-wing impeachment managers to try and remove the pro-Trump figure. Texas state senators voted Saturday morning to acquit Paxton on all 16 articles, including disregard of official duty, as well as misapplication of public resources, criminal bribery, false statements in official records, conspiracy and attempted conspiracy, dereliction of duty, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. Acquitted on all accounts. Paxton, well, he was not present for the verdict, and his wife, Senator Angela Paxton, was prohibited from voting. Four original articles were dismissed by the Senate in a vote conducted after the acquittal. The National Pulse previously reported on how impeachment managers had tried to hide evidence from Paxton so as to stymie his defense. After that report, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick imposed a discovery order on the state's House of Representatives, demanding that they reveal the basis for the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. Well, I conducted the first exclusive interview with two state senators who fought against the impeachment. Watch this. And was the acquittal of the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. We've had the privilege of interviewing. I have the AG several times via technology as well as in person. And of course, many of us have been following that trial all week. As many of you know, the clips from the trial were going viral on social media because of the, well, complete baselessness by which this impeachment trial was brought. So, my friends, we are honored to be joined today by Senator Bob Hall and Senator Paul Bentoncourt there in Austin. Senators, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Brandon. What great day for Texas.
Great day for Texas. Absolutely. I watched the closing remarks by the lieutenant governor of your state, and he said that. He said, hey, look, the world and, of course, America, they watch Texas. This is America. Many move here. They want to be here, you know, and then said, "This we're better than this," and really chided the House and said, this should have never come to the Senate for trial. And I guess he's calling for some constitutional changes, is he not?
Absolutely. And he was absolutely right. It should not have ever come to the Senate for trial. You know, one of the foundations of our legal system is due process. I mean, it's what makes it work. It's one thing to have law and people to end up in court. But if we don't have due process, you end up with people being abused, and it has been the foundation. You know, in the West, they used to have a saying, if you hang a man with the wrong rope, it's a wrong hanging. It didn't matter whether he rustled the cattle or not. but he needed to be hung by the judge, not by the vigilantes. And unfortunately, what we had was a house that had an answer and never really looked for the justification for the answer they had. They were aiming to impeachment, but didn't want to gather any information. Had they done it, they would have found there was none there.
And Brandon, this was so bad by any standard. Think about it. The Texas House would not take any evidence under a witness's sworn in and under cross-examination. And Nancy Pelosi's House, when they impeached President Trump, they actually swore in the witnesses, had cross-examination, but that didn't happen in Texas. And that's one of the reasons why Senator Hall and I, we both voted against all the pretrial motions, because if people aren't under oath, you can't trust what they say. But that's when they sent over these baseless impeachment articles. And that's why we voted no.
Well, absolutely. They did not. It wasn't just they weren't under oath, but 99% of everything they had was second, third, and fourth hand. I heard somebody say, they heard somebody else say kind of statements that they gathered up using outside attorneys, and none of the House members ever heard any testimony, under oath or not, from anybody that had firsthand knowledge.
What did this cost the citizens of Texas?
It's cost millions, Brandon. Actually, Lieutenant Governor Patrick said he's ordered an audit. Look, to give you an example, the House did 20 impeachment articles in a four-hour hearing. It took 700 days of Senate members' time, not just Senator Hall and myself, but all 30 more that could vote on this, to go through the motions, the pretrial motions, the rules, the evidence, the testimony. So for 4 hours and them spending a lot of money with outside counsel, we don't know how much that is yet, but we're going to find out. They tied up the entire Texas Senate for the entire summer, and that's going to cost millions of dollars.
And these outside firms, so they went out and hired outside firms, and these outside firms, I guess, got rich doing this, right?
Well, they made a lot of it. So we're going to find out, because our lieutenant governor has called for an audit. We're going to find out just how much of the taxpayer money, because they claim that this all got started because Paxton came to the legislature and said, I need you for you to appropriate $3.3 million to pay a settlement for the whistleblowers, which was a very appropriate thing to do because a whistleblower lawsuit has to be against the agency. Sure. It cannot be against the individual. And he was getting a settlement that was a fraction of what it would have cost if it had gone to trial in the very liberal Democrat-controlled Travis County. And so it was a good deal in light of everything going on. But they use that as an excuse. Well, they have blown past that $3 million by a significant amount. I think we'll find out when we do this audit.
Here is the Paxton said in a press release, he will not be backing down from anyone, and certainly not Joe Biden or anyone from his regime. Steve Bannon interviewed a conservative Texas podcaster last Friday who said he expects the Biden DOJ to come after Paxton criminally now that the political attack has failed. Watch this.
This is from Snooze Pose 45, and they want to go back and say about the, as we say in Hollywood, the inciting incident was Ken Paxton filing this very thoughtful suit on the 2020 election. They would like you to explain that again briefly, and their fear is, can Merrick Garland in any way, since Paxton and Garland be going out, can Merrick Garland in any way come in here and intrude in Paxton, and by the way, Paxton's reinstatement happens, people want to know, immediately? Is that when
yes.
the doctor signed? So he is now, as of now, I take it back to being the Attorney General
yes.
of Texas.
Yes.
Talk to me about the federal involvement here. Paxton against the Biden regime, and then is there any chance that the Biden regime, or particularly Merrick Garland, can have any type of payback?
Yeah, so first and foremost, Ken Paxton's immediately returned to office. He's the attorney general. He was elected by over 4 million voters to be our attorney general. So get back to work, attorney general. But the reality is that I do think the FBI is going to take action. I think the feds are watching this and they're going to. Now, they've had it for 3 years. That's what came out in the course of this trial. For 3 years, they've had these. And now we're getting rumors that, oh, maybe they brought Ryan Vassar in to have a grand jury question him. So you've been sitting on his testimony for 3 years, and just this week or last week or the week before you decided to have him come into a grand jury. You can indict a ham sandwich. I think you can indict Ken Paxton if you're the feds, because I would assume he's,
So you believe that actually, so this is a great question from the viewer. You think that actually you believe that Garland and Ray, the FBI and DOJ may now say, okay, we lost the political fight because of the grassroots movement, but we can still go indict him in a federal court somewhere?
I think they will. I think they absolutely intend to do so. I think that we will likely see that happen. I will be surprised if the feds don't take action against Ken Paxton and try to indict him with a federal grand jury before the end of the year.
China long has persecuted Christians, censoring and suppressing them, formalizing all sorts of discrimination against them, even jailing them and, of course, killing them. Even when the government there was printing Bibles, the suppression was there, as it only allowed people to have Bibles the government deemed allowable. Now a report is warning that the communist regime is trying to suppress any visible presence of Christianity. According to a report from the Christian Institute Release International, which focuses its ministry on helping Christians around the globe, where they said, new restrictions have popped up in China. The report stated, quote, according to RI, the new measures confine all religious activities to official venues and ban the outdoor display of religious symbols, end quote. And it said, quote, places of worship can also no longer be named after denominations. Churches or individuals and religious leaders must clearly show they are supporting the Communist Party and leadership, end quote. The moves, well, they have become, according to Release International CEO Paul Robinson, like the, quote, tightening of screws, is designed to eliminate the visible presence of Christianity in China, end quote. Now, it's illegal to post evangelical Christian content online without special permission from the Communist Party. The report states, quote, under the regulations, only the five officially sanctioned religions, three self-church, Protestantism, Roman Catholicism, Taoism, Buddhism, and Islam, are eligible to apply for a special license, end quote. The rapidly surging house churches of Christians, they're specifically barred from sharing anything of a religious nature online. That's what the report said. One church, well, they were banned from using the word Christ in its online messages. Release International reported that the rules from the State Administration for Religious Affairs, they're intended to limit religious activities. Quote, from September 1st, all religious activity will have to be supervised by the state to make sure churches and places of worship support the leadership of China's Communist Party, end quote. That's what the group reported. Groups working with Release International, well, they explain that the campaign is a way to crack down by imposing a complete ban on religious activities and specifically targeting house churches where hundreds of millions worship. Among recent campaigns was a scheme to require sermons from Christian pastors, quote, to reflect China's politics and the core values advocated by Chairman Xi Jinping, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you before we continue with the news that we are brought to you by you. If you appreciate this broadcast and the team of seven, and it, by the way, it takes us about 15 man hours a day to put it all together. If you appreciate that, then we need your support because we push it all out for free. VCY America, Lindell TV, FrankSpeech.com, WorldViewTube.com, Brighteon, Band.video. These are just some of the outlets that carry this broadcast. We push it out to all of them free of charge. We want to educate as many people as we can to help them understand the times and frankly know how not only to respond, but more importantly, how God would have them to respond. So we bring you the news through oftentimes the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate that, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to NPR, National Public Radio, National Public Television. They bring in hundreds of millions a year in donations and they have government money behind them. Well, we don't bring in hundreds of millions and we don't get government money. We are brought to you by you. So if you'd like to make a contribution, you may do so, and please do. That website is wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Also, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up starting on Friday night, October 20th. Live in the building, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Rebecca Walzer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, and Todd Bensman. What a lineup. All the details there at wvwfoundation.com. NewsWars reports that a viral social media post revealing how much Bill Gates profited from the COVID pandemic was viewed more than 2 million times in just 2 days. The popular X account, Pelham, shared the post, writing, quote, Bill Gates purchased shares in BioNTech, Pfizer's partner, for its mRNA COVID shots in September 2019, just months before the pandemic was announced, end quote. Gates purchased just over 1 million shares at the pre-public offering price of $18.10 per share. Gates dumped his stocks in November of 2021 at an average sale price of $300 per share. Gates on the same day said, quote, we need a new way of doing the vaccines because the vaccines didn't stop transmission, end quote. Really? He's going to say that now? Wasn't he the one telling us they did? Along with the media and Tony Fauci and Big Pharma? Watch this video.
The deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
It's almost like Gates knew COVID-19 was going to be released. And he also seemed to know that the vaccines were never designed to stop transmission. Well, that post appears to be accurate, as noted by Jordan Chattel in a January post where he reported on the SEC filing showing, quote, the Gates Foundation's holdings in BioNTech went from 1,038,674 shares to 148,674 shares over the course of the third quarter of 2021, downsizing the Gates position in the mRNA vaccine manufacturer by 86% of shares held, end quote. Quote, Gates just so happened to time the market perfectly, selling the shares during BioNTech's best performing quarter, end quote. That's what he noted in the article, along with a graphic. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Western corporate media is finally starting to admit that Ukraine is losing the war with Russia. But the neocons and the GOP, along with their neoliberal Democrat friends, well, they're still not ready to give up the fight in Ukraine. The Gateway Pundit reports that neocon Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, and Roger Wicker of Mississippi sent a letter to Joe Biden dated September 16th. The four Republicans want U.S. MGM 140 Army tactical missile systems sent to Ukraine. They insist that more U.S. missiles in Ukraine, which will prolong the war with Russia, will, quote, save lives, end quote. Really? Sending more missiles will save lives. That's actually their position, folks. I promise you, I'm not making this up. We have a copy of the letter. These are Republican senators, and they are hot for expanding the war beyond Ukraine, which is what they'll do by sending missiles that are capable of striking deep inside Russia. Jim Hoft writes, quote, they are itching for World War III, end quote. And he's right. These neocons never pass on an opportunity to go to war. Not even the world's most heavily armed nuclear country, that being Russia. They are ignoring repeated Russian warnings about escalating this war, about delivering more advanced weapons to Ukraine. Yet, Washington and its allies continue to do just that. In fact, they've moved in recent months to provide Kiev with long-range cruise missiles, cluster bombs, and depleted uranium munitions. The next logical step for the Biden regime to take when it comes to arming Kiev, well, it may very well be to provide their client with mini nukes. That's what former Central Intelligence Agency officer Ray McGovern fears. In a recent podcast, McGovern said, quote, we're running out of ammunition. The president says, okay, let's give the Ukrainians some more ammunition. And his advisors say we're too low. So what else have we got? Well, we don't have any more 155-millimeter shells for our howitzers and so forth, but we could give them cluster munitions. Now we're giving them depleted uranium shells. And what's the next step? Well, the next step would be these little mini nukes. We'll give them that if push comes to shove. In fact, the former CIA officer expressed deep concern that many Americans are being, well, prepared to go to war. He says, quote, prepared to be led into war with Russia, end quote. And they're being prepared to accept the possible situation in which the Biden administration actually puts boots on the ground in Ukraine, all in their quest to so-called weaken Russia and inflict a, quote, strategic defeat, end quote, on Moscow. Folks, boots on the ground, and eventually then a draft. Something, again, I've been warning about since February of 2018 was coming. This is a situation that could quickly escalate into full-scale nuclear war, according to the former CIA analyst, McGovern. And I think he's right. Watch this.
On one thing, and that is what troubles me most, and that is that most of our colleagues, most of our American co-citizens are prepared to be led into war with Russia. You said Russophobia. It's a whole bunch of facts, erroneous facts, you know. Alternative facts that have led them to the point where they are so misguided on the objectives and the danger from Russia that if Biden says, look, we got to put boots on the ground now, or if he starts to take steps that really would involve a situation where, as our defense secretary said, we're going to move heaven and earth to weaken Russia. As our president said, we're going to cause a strategic defeat on Russia and Putin should go. Now, if, as John Kennedy said, we face the Russians with a choice between more war or more grief, and what Kennedy called, what did he call it, a humiliating defeat. The Russians have already made clear that they were prepared to use their nuclear weapons to prevent that. So what's my shtick here? My shtick here is education, education, education. And I got two items that any of you can use. One of them is, well, they're both brand new, okay? It won't take me long. At the end of 2017, Devin Nunes, who was head of the House Intelligence Committee, insisted that the head of the cyber firm called CrowdStrike, that the FBI hired to do the forensics on the DNC computers, that he give a report. What did he find? How did the Russians hack in? All that stuff, okay? And guess what? He got up and under oath, he was asked by Adam Schiff, now tell us what it was and how the Russians hacked into the computers. And he said, oh, and then his lawyer grabbed this and said, actually, we don't have any evidence at all that that the Russians hacked or that anyone hacked those emails that were so prejudicial to Hillary Clinton.
Putin has thus far refused to take the bait and strike back at a NATO country, even though, if it weren't for NATO, he would no longer be fighting in Ukraine. I'm not a defender of Putin, but I'm telling you, these globalists are using NATO and all of their so-called strategies, end quote, to set up for World War III. The war, well, it would have been long over if NATO and other global leaders had not acted as they have. But we know that this self-restraint by Putin can only last so long. Putin will eventually strike back and strike back hard. Then the media will portray him as the one who started World War III. Don't fall for it, folks. This is NATO's war, and I think it has been from day one. All it would have taken was a guarantee that Ukraine will not join NATO, that NATO would not accept them, that we would not allow that, that we would not allow Ukraine to join NATO and then move missiles into Ukraine right next to Russia. We didn't do that. Our country and other world leaders continue to do everything possible to exacerbate the situation, to cause the war to become more aggressive, more hostile, more deadly, and more prolonged. In fact, Ukraine was ready to do just that, back down on joining NATO, when the U.S. sent Boris Johnson over to Ukraine to tell Zelensky not to stop fighting. And the rest is history. And so it's just a matter of when, not if, this war goes global. And then I fear the worst, including a military draft. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching. And as always, thank you for supporting this listener-supported broadcast. You can do that a few ways. One way is to go to mypillow.com and use the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. Go to a wide shot. You can also get your pet I guess she's not showing up in that shot. Try the other shot. She's over there. I know she's over there. She's not showing up in that shot either. Well, but there is her tennis balls. She's here, our studio dog, Delta, laying on her MyPillow pet bed. And yeah, her tennis balls are spread all over the studio floor. But if you'd like to get your dog a MyPillow pet bed, you can do that by going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. You get savings, we get credit. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We'll fix our cameras, Delta, so you can get in the next shot. All right, don't also forget about our upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Also there, we have emergency freeze-dried food, emergency supplies of all kinds. And, of course, you can also go to twc.help/Brannon and get your own emergency medical kit. Look, if we go into another crisis, our government may shut us off from necessary important medications. So you can get ivermectin, you can get antibiotics, all of this put out by my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe, the Wellness Center, to get your family one of these. I got four of them for my family. To get your family one or more of these kits, you can visit twc.health/Brandon, twc.health/Brandon. All right? Thanks again for watching. Till next time, may God save America. Take care.